Remember us indeed, O Lord Jesus Christ, when you have come into your kingdom. But remind us even more that you have come. You have come to your own, and though your own did not receive you, we now ask that you receive us. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. It is Good Friday. Have you ever wondered, or have you ever been asked, why do we call Good Friday good? When it's such a dark and bleak event, commemorating a day of suffering and a day of death for Jesus. Why do we call it good? Good Friday, the Friday before Easter, is the Christian day that we remember, we commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus and his death at Calvary. And yet we call it Good Friday. This Christian holiday is also known as Holy Friday in some denominations, Great Friday in others. Other denominations call it Great and Holy Friday, and some still call it Black Friday. For us Lutherans, we call it Good Friday. Why is it good when it's so dark, so somber, so bleak of an event? For many Christians, Good Friday is an important day. It is an important day of the year because it celebrates what we believe to be the most momentous weekend in the history of the world. Yes, we as Christians ought to claim that this day, Good Friday, is one of the momentous day in the history of our world. Ever since Jesus died and was raised from the dead, Christians have proclaimed the cross and the resurrection of Jesus to be the decisive turning point for all creation. Paul considered it of first importance that Jesus died for our sins, that he was buried and was raised to life on the third day. And Paul asserts that all of this is in accordance to what God had promised in the scriptures. Yes, on Good Friday, we remember the day Jesus willingly suffered and willingly wanted to lay his life down by crucifixion as the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Of course, Easter follows it. The glorious celebration of the day when Jesus was raised from the dead, proclaiming his victory over sin and death and pointing ahead to a future resurrection for all who are united with him by faith. Again, why is it called Good Friday? Why call the day of Jesus' death good? Why do we call Good Friday good why don't we call it Bad Friday or Evil Friday or Death Friday or some other similar type of name? You know, some Christian tradition actually do take this approach in naming it in the way that it is properly understood. In German, for example, the day is called Karfreitag, or Sorrowful Day, or Mournful Day. In English, it is still debatable to this day, but in English it is purported that the day Good Friday originally started as God's Friday. And over time, he ended up being Good Friday. Just as, you know, God be with you in the old English ended up nowadays being calling goodbye. Regardless of the origin, the name Good Friday is entirely appropriate because of the suffering and death of Jesus. In other words, had there been no Good Friday, had this night that we celebrate, that we commemorate, did not happen, for one, there would be no Easter. There cannot be an Easter without Good Friday. There cannot be a resurrection without death. Jesus and his salvific action on the cross needed to happen for us to be able to receive the forgiveness we need. The name Good Friday is appropriately named because of Jesus' suffering, because of his death. As terrible as it was, that death marked the dramatic culmination of God's plan to save his people from their sins, to save us from our sins, and to reunite us to a God who has fashioned us and formed us according to his likeness. You see, we call Good Friday good despite what took place 2,023 years ago. We call it good because without what this night, we would not receive the good benefits of being saved, being children, being made followers of Jesus. So we have to understand first that the bad news of our condition as sinners necessitated this night. The condition, the human condition of being at risk of incurring God's wrath necessitated this night. Our sinfulness, our waywardness from God, our boldness to be independent of God required this night to happen some 2,000 years ago. Without this night, you and I will have no one to take our place on the cross. You and I will suffer the very wrath, anger, and the very curse that Jesus received while hanging on the cross 2,000 some years ago. Without Good Friday, you and I would run the risk of being separated from God for all eternity. That is why this night is called Good Friday. It is good for us. Not so much for Jesus, but for us, the recipients, the beneficiary of the sacrificial act he had done that night allows us to be called children of God, inheritors of God's kingdom. What Jesus did and what happened to him that night, on this night that we celebrate, that we commemorate, is indeed good for us. It frees us. It frees us from the power of sin and death, from the grip of Satan. And it frees us to be the children of God. Why is Good Friday good? Without it, we'll be lost. Had it not happened, again, there would be no Easter. There will be no salvation for mankind as we know it. There will be no hope. There will be no life. That is why Good Friday is good. It is good indeed, only because God made it happen. God made it to be part of his plan from the very beginning, that we will be the beneficiary of the suffering and death of his own dear son, so that we may have life and have it now and into eternity. The wrath that God required for all sinners do not apply to us because of what Jesus did this night, what happened to him that night long ago. Again, without Jesus having endured the suffering, willing to lay his life down for us, that one Friday evening, afternoon, you and I would not be here. And that is the truth. Had Jesus not died, had Jesus not suffered on Good Friday, you and I would not be here. Therefore, Good Friday is indeed good. And so we give thanks to God for its goodness and for his mercy and for his grace that offers us in the midst of the bleakness, of the darkness, the sorrowfulness, the somberness of this night. His grace is sufficient to see us through when we look forward to the victory that Christ won this night from the cross as he's raised from the dead. Amen.